Yeah, it was a big performance from the lads, and we knew that we had to come here and get all 3 points, and I thought the lads put in a good shift today.
Particularly second half, that's when you kind of came into your own, all of you, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. We created a lot of chances, and it was just a matter of time when we was going to score, and luckily we got the 2 goals.
And your goalkeeper, Neil Etheridge, with a fantastic first half performance to give you the opportunity to build on the second half.
Yeah, I know Neil saved the penalty, and he made two other saves as well, which kept us in the game, and we just kept believing, and we knew that if we keep a clean sheet at the back, then the front four will go and win the game for us.
And in the second half especially, as you say, it was just chance after chance, and every time almost you brought the ball forward, it looks like you were going to score a goal.
Yeah, I know. We kept on creating loads of chances, and it could have been 3 or 4, so we just got to build on that now and take that into Saturday and just keep creating chances, and we'll score goals.
And 2 tremendous finishes, Milan's first of all, and then you latching on to a great pass from Romain for your goal.
Yeah, Milan played brilliant today. He's kept on taking on the defenders, and you can see by his goal he's got a lot of confidence, and he took his goal well, so yeah.
And yours?
Romain played me, and I just knew if I had a good first touch, then I'd be able to slide in the back of the net. So, yeah, it was a good goal.
And in Tom Bradshaw's absence, you were playing more centrally tonight. How did you find that?
Yeah, I found it difficult because they played 3 at the back for around 80 minutes. But when we scored the second goal, they went to 2. So, I just got told to keep the back 3 as far back as possible and just occupy the back line. And that's what I did, and I felt like I played well today.
And you've been back here for a little while now, back at Walsall for a little while. How are you finding it generally?
Yeah, I'm enjoying every minute of it. Obviously, it's a different situation now. We're going for promotion, and we're just going to take it one game at a time. And we come here tonight, we've got 3 points, and we'll take that into Saturday, and hopefully we can get 3 points again on Saturday.
But after the last 2 away results, this has given you a tremendous platform now to build on for the remainder of the season, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We've got one of the best away records in the league, and we just need to keep building on that, keep going, and take that into the 2 home games that we've got now. They're going to be 2 big games and the must-win games as well, so we're just going to take the game to the opponents.
Swindon and Southend, isn't it? Southend first, followed by Swindon. And the gap to Burton now and the second automatic promotion spot's just 5 points.
Yeah, I know. We've just got to keep doing what we're doing and keep winning our games, and hopefully Burton will slip up and then we'll take that opportunity. But we'll just take it one game at a time, and hopefully we'll win the game on Saturday.